Shalom, shalom. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me well? Because we need to fix the sound. Now we can. Meaning that I have to increase the sound. I have to increase the volume. Yes, because the network problem. Let me a little bit increase the volume here. See. Oh. Just be a little bit patient. I believe the internet will be okay. Just trying and increasing the repeat. Yeah, I think this is to be okay. Okay. So for the internet, sometimes you need just to be patient, okay? Sometimes the internet goes off, sometimes it will come back. When the internet connection, the network is bad, you're gonna see sometimes it will go off, but it will still come back. So please, just be patient, okay? Okay? Do you hear? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. Now, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay, I understand. It's the network. The network is shaking here. The weather here is not fun. It's a rainy day. There is a rain outside there, so it's affecting the network. But anyway, when you don't understand, you're gonna give me a sign to repeat. Okay. If you don't understand, you give me the sign to repeat. Okay? Okay, let's see this. Is your earphone okay? Because me, I hear you when you speak. Is your earphone okay? Is your earphone okay? Your earphone. Is it okay? The earphone? Okay. Let me just write this. Let me write this. I hear you well. You, when you speak, I hear you very well. Let me see. You see? I hear you very well when you speak. When you speak, I hear you well. I don't know. Should I change the mic? Okay. Tell me, can you hear me? Or should I change the mic or what? Can you hear me? Okay. Anyway. Okay, let us pray. Let us pray. We are going to pray for God to be with us during this moment. For Jesus Christ to be with us during this moment of prayer. Begin to pray where you are in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to pray. Pray, say, God, speak to me today. Speak to me today. Guide me today. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus for us. Pray. Speak to me today, Lord. Speak to me, Jesus Christ. Speak to me, mighty God. Speak to me. Pray. Speak to me. Yes. Speak to me, mighty God. Speak to me. Holy Ghost, speak to me. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Speak to me. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Speak to me. Guide me. I want you to speak to me, Holy Ghost. Guide me. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Pray. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Guide me, Holy Ghost. Yes. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Guide me, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, show yourself alive. Show yourself alive in my body, in my spirit, in my soul. Show yourself alive. Pray like that. Show yourself, Holy Ghost, show yourself alive. Show yourself alive. Show yourself alive in my body, in my spirit, in my soul. Show yourself alive. Pray like that. Repeat the prayer. We have started. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, show yourself alive. In Jesus' name, amen. Say amen. Yes. My sister, the Bible is saying, when two or three people gather in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Ghost is among them. So we are going to welcome the Holy Ghost in the studio. We are going to welcome the Holy Ghost in your house, where you are. We are going to welcome the Holy Ghost in America, where you are. Begin to say, Holy Ghost, I welcome you in my heart. Holy Ghost, I welcome you in my heart. Pray like that in the name of Jesus Christ. I welcome you in my heart, Holy Ghost. I welcome you, Holy Ghost. Visit me. Visit me, Holy Ghost. I welcome you in my heart. In Jesus' name, say amen. Say amen in Jesus' name. Good. Yes. We thank God. We continue our service. Remember, my sister, there is one thing I need to tell you. We have already started. Okay? Be connected. Please, you need to have a pen and have your book and to write down, because we have only few time. We're going to continue another day for another session, okay? But for this session, session number one, you need to have a pen and a notebook and to write down what I am about to tell you, okay? Thank you. I have read your prayer request. I have read your situation. I have understood your situation, but Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he knows better your problem than me. I'm just a man, but you have presented your situation to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he
knows you better than me. He knows you better than me, and he loves you. Okay. This is what I want to tell you. You, number one, I want to ask you two questions. The first question, how old are you? How old are you? Number three, how old are you? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Did you hear when I said number three? Did you hear? Okay, you're gonna hear it because this service is recorded. I will send you a copy of this service, okay? So that you're gonna learn, you're gonna listen to it. When I ask you a question, how old are you? I said number three. I said number three. You're gonna hear it. Yeah, I said number three because I saw the number three. Okay, now, why did I see the number three? The number three is a prophetic for you. The number three. God showed me number three. When I ask you a question, how old are you? I saw number three. And you said 32. Now, the number three is a prophetic for you. In your message, you said there was one person, and that person went away, isn't it? And the second person, you have problem with him, isn't it? Okay, good. Now, if you did not meet the man of God, the devil was planning number three to fail again for three times. One, two, three times. So the devil wanted you to fail again for three times and to change your mind, to change your way of thinking. The devil wanted to change your way of thinking. That is what he wanted. He wanted to change your way of thinking and to be negative. God is speaking to you now. Write it now. Do not be negative. Don't be negative. Okay? Write down, please. Don't be negative. Okay. We continue. Yes, we continue. We continue. Now, this question number two I want to ask you. What do you do for a living? Online company. Okay. Now, I begin to ask the Holy Ghost, why the person number one did not work for you, and why the person number two did not work for you, and why the devil was planning number three, for you to fail again. I am asking now the Spirit of God. In America, your age, from 30 years old, you are already a big person. that supposed to be settled in a marriage. Do you know it? Yes. Normally, if everything is right from 18 years old in America, from 18 years old in America, people that are already settled in a marriage, it is very dangerous. Yes? You say? You want to say? A lot of women, they are single in America. That is not the will of God. It is because of the civilization. Many women, they are single in America because of civilization. The civilization has destroyed good conduct as Christians. So, women, they are behaving anyhow they want, and they don't respect the principle of God in marriage because of civilization. But the reality here is that if a woman in America reaches 30 years without getting married, based on the civilization, it becomes a big risk for that woman and to be married. But with God, everything is possible. If people in America, they are not getting married, it is not the will of God. It is because of the civilization in America has spoiled women. And women, they don't focus in the respect of the will of God. They are so free. They are so free. The right of a woman, the right of women has destroyed marriages in America. The right of women has destroyed marriages in America. And thank God, my sister, you are here. God is speaking to you. You're going to have this record. But one thing we need to understand here. May the Lord Jesus Christ control the network. May the Lord Jesus Christ control the network. So, one thing I want you to understand here is this. Jesus Christ. May the Lord Jesus Christ help us here for the network. Yes, may the Lord Jesus Christ help us here for the network. May the Lord Jesus Christ help us here for the network. The network. Seigneur Jésus, control the network. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Network issue. Can you hear me, Sister Maya?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, this network is causing a problem. Jesus. Hello? Can you hear me? This network today. Bed. There is no network. Okay, as I was telling you, my sister, you need to be patient because it's raining outside there. It's affecting the network. Okay, but all is well. We continue. All is well. Okay, I was saying, my sister, when I look at you now, because the question was, why the person number one failed? Why the person number two problem? And why the enemy wanted to plan number three? Because I saw number three.
You're going to hear this message after the service. It is recorded. You're going to see the sequence of everything, okay? Now, here, you have done the right thing and to meet the man of God. Because I will pray for you, and then I will give you prayers that you will be doing and to evolve the worst to happen again. You are a beautiful sister. You are very beautiful. I've seen the photo that you have sent me of that man. Okay? I've seen the photo that you have sent me of that man. Here is the word. Please write it down. Do not regret of losing that man. Okay? Do not regret of losing that man. Okay? That man is not a bad man. He's not a bad man. But he is not made for you. Are you listening? That man, I've seen the photo, is not a bad man, but he is not made for you. That man is not made for you. There are many women, they don't like when the man of God speaks like that. When the man of God speaks like that, if the woman loves so much the woman will run away. You're going to say, no, this man of God does not want me. Does not want me with this man. I go to another pastor. He's wrong. A prophecy is a prophecy. Because I have many testimonies. When you hear from the Lord and you want to use your fleshly desire and to go outside there and to look to go and get another man, you're going to just eat your money. That man will just eat your money. There is a sister in America. That sister, we were talking together. And then I said to that sister, the man that you want, that man is not your man. The sister said, yes, I will accept your instruction. But in her heart, she said no. And she went to meet another pastor. Listen to this testimony. She went to meet another pastor in South Africa. And that sister contacted me. She sent me the photo of that pastor. I said, I don't want to get involved. But I say only to her, I spoke a prophetic word to you. You are free to take your decision. Whether you're going to respect what I have taught you, or if you're going to follow that pastor. The sister said, okay, pastor, I will follow you. I will follow you. She did not follow me. She's there in America. And that sister, what she did, she got that pastor in South Africa. The pastor cheated her with the money. She spent $1,000. I'm saying $1,000. The pastor in South Africa cheated her. She said, no, bring only, send $1,000 to me, then I will give it. Listen to me, maybe you're going to be trapped like that. The pastor said, give $1,000 to me, I will pray over it, then I will send it back to you. After sending it back to you, then you will be blessed. All your prayer will work, and the man will come back to you. But before you give me $1,000, put it under your pillow. Put it under your pillow. Put it under your pillow and send it to me. The sisters now sent $1,000 to the pastor, fake pastor. I have all the proof. Now, she waited 1 week, no answer. Send back the money was not coming back.
Send back the money was not coming back. Week number two, send back the money was not coming back. Finally, the sister got disappointed, and then she called me back. She said, "Pastor, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. Forgive me. I did not respect your instruction. I spent $1,000. She sent me all the proof. I will find it. If I find it, I will send it to you. She sent me all the proof. I said, "Do you see? You do not listen. You wanted only a pastor to lie to you for you to believe. But when I say you the truth, if today I say support the ministry, you will not do that. But a fake pastor with the sweet words has stolen $1,000 from me. So now I'm here with the sister Maya. It's Maya. Maya. May you pronounce your name, please? Maya. Thank you. Maya. Now, sister Maya, I am telling you, don't cry. Don't regret. That man is a good man, but he is not made for you. Write it down. So from today, you have to be happy. You have to be happy. Okay, tell me. Do you have a child? Do you have a child? Okay. Now, you need to be happy. What if that man gave you a child? Because at the end of the day, the man was going away from you. Because in the plan here, that man is not your man. He was going away. Now, if he left you with one or two children, you were supposed to cry again. Do you understand? Do you understand? But here, yes. Yeah, if you got pregnant from him and you got a child from him, at the end of the day, the man was about to go. The man was going. No matter the effort that man, in the plan of your destiny, that man is not your man. That man was supposed to go, would have gone. Maybe after a year, maybe after 2 years, that man, in the plan of your destiny, was planning to leave you. Do you understand? Now, if he left you with the children, it would have been a burden to you. So you need to rejoice in the Lord that the man has left you and healthy, without a child, without any burden, and you are free to make a new way. And I will pray for you. God will bring the right man. Okay? I will give you the description of the man that you're going to marry you. Okay? You see? You see? Yes? Okay, that's one you're going to know it. No matter, please write this down. Write this down for you. No matter the cause that you may have, no matter the cause that you may be, let me say it like that, no matter the level of the cause that you may be. Okay, let me say it again. No matter the level of the cause that you may be, a man designed for you
will support you and help you and to overcome your weakness. Did you write it down? Did you write it down? Thank you. This is a prophetic citation I've got just now. It will help many people. It will help many people. No matter the level of the cause that you are, a good man designed for you will never leave you. He will support you and help you to overcome your weakness. Okay, thank you. And before I go to the cause, I want you to write down this sermon of last Sunday I preached in the church. The title of the sermon is it was 2 weeks back. Is let me find it for you. Please hold on. Let me find it for you. Yes. Okay. The key elements of a good friendship. I will send it to you. Let me send it to you on your WhatsApp. Just a moment. Let me send it to you on your WhatsApp. Where are you, Sister Maya? Let me send it to you. Okay. I have sent it to you. Key elements of a good friendship. It is one part of the teaching of last Sunday, not this Sunday, the other Sunday, past Sunday. So, please, I have sent you the link, okay? Follow it. Listen to it maybe 3 times, okay? And write down, you're going to know key elements of good friendship. You need to follow that teaching. Then you will understand next time the man that will come to you, okay? You will know yourself, yeah, this is the right man. But this time around, my sister, don't do it alone. Do it with the man of God. I want to be your mentor if you accept. I want to follow you in prayers like what I used to do for people in Norway, in Canada. You know, I will send you testimonies, okay? What I do with God, the people in France, in Canada, in America, in Norway, in Africa, I will send you some testimonies. I follow people with the help of the Spirit of God. I pray for them, I assist them, I guide them with the spirit of a prophetic eyes, and they follow the way and they are prosperous. If you accept, I will be happy to be your spiritual father. In everything that you want to do, what you need to do is to contact the man of God. Say, man of God, I've got this man. He wants to marry me. This is the photo. Please help me here. Don't put your feeling first. Okay? Put first of all the will of God first. Don't put your feeling first, but put first the will of God in your marital project. Write it down like that, because I will need this for to bless many other people. Don't put your feeling first, but put the will of God in your marital project. Hallelujah! I'm so happy God is speaking to Sister Maya. Good. You understand that I will come to the cause at the end, but I am focusing on what is daily basis, criteria of a good living relationship. Okay? I'm talking about the good, what is a basic criteria, a daily basic criteria in a good relationship. So that is where I am. Don't put your feeling first, but to put the will of God in your project, in your marital project. Write it down. Okay, we continue. I told you, the Holy Ghost will give you the description of the man that will marry you. Okay? Because I am here under the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. And God loves you. And He loved you before you were born. But, and they said this very well, my sister. You have sent me many mistakes you have committed, and the men also committed the mistakes. You did a very good thing, because other men or women, they don't expose their weakness. But a true child of God will acknowledge his weakness, because he believes that that weakness is not him, but it's the devil. If today you protect your weakness, it means that you love your weakness. If today you protect your sin, it means that you love your sin. So, but since you don't love the sin that you commit, you will expose the sin for the sin to go down and for you to be strong enough. Every person who protects, who covers sins, works with the sins. Anyone who covers sins works with the sins. So you need to expose your sins, your weakness, for the power of God and to come to help you. So you did the right thing to explain your weakness. That is good. Now, here is the cause. The cause here is a familiar spirit. Familiar spirit. The cause here is a familiar spirit. The familiar spirit, when I see you, when I look at you from your head, and I look at you from your ear, I look at you from your nose, I say, your head, the ear, the nose, I will explain what here. See here, I see you having, not because of you, but because of the ancestral spirit, because of the familiar spirit through the mother, because of the familiar spirit through the mother. I see here a spirit called familiar spirit, precisely the marine spirit. The marine spirit, I will give you the explanation. That spirit, it was there. I don't know the source of your family, but I see from the side of your mother worshipping idol. Worshipping from the side of your mother, I see worshipping idol. I see them worshipping idol from the side of your mother. From the side of your mother, I see them worshipping idol. So, okay, you say it is true. You know it. You know it. Oh, your mother still now worships the idol. Okay. Okay. I understand. Now I understand. I thank God that you know it already. But here I don't know you. Okay? You did not tell me about that, isn't it? Huh? Did you tell me about that? Well, thank you. I am in the atmosphere of the prophetic dimension. I see behind you your mother, the It started long time ago. It is not because of your mother, but it started long time ago, generation before your mother, and worshiping the idol. Now, there was a covenant, and that covenant affected your mother, and that same covenant affected you. Are you writing down? There was a covenant before the generation of your mother. Before your mother, there was a covenant with a great, great parent. I say great, great parent. There was a covenant. I see behind you, your mother being a victim of the covenant. It is not because of her, but it is because of her grandmother. Because of her grandmother and grandfather. Your mother is a victim of that covenant. And that covenant has reached you. You has reached you. I'm talking now about the cause. The cause, it is not because of you, but it is because of the covenant that was signed before you were born, and your mother was a victim of that covenant, and then you too, you are victim of that covenant. Now, that covenant, the consequence of that covenant is not to give stability in a marriage. No stability in a marriage. The plan of the consequence of that covenant is to sacrifice marriages. If someone is married, there will be no peace in a marriage. If someone is not a true Christian, he will scatter in a marriage. The marriage will be scattered. Please write down. And another thing in that covenant, it is connected to the marine spirit. Now, the marine spirit gives to the victim, to the woman like you and even your mother, if you are not following Jesus Christ, if you don't seek for the deliverance, I thank God you are now here. The marine spirit, what he does, I see in that covenant, is to sacrifice the marriage and to make the woman pride. To make the woman pride. To make the woman angry. Short temper. Angry. And also to make the woman not to be, how to call it, not to be settled in a marriage. And also to make the woman to be victim. Always the man will point the finger to the woman, and the man will not see his fault, but the man will point the finger to the woman to say, it is because of Maya, it is because of Maya, it is because of Maya I'm suffering, it is because of Maya this is happening, it is because of Maya this thing is happening. That is the plan of the marine spirit. That is, I'm giving the details for you to understand. Because the Bible is saying, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. As I declare this truth to you, you are getting delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Good. Now, the marine spirit that I see is how does it come to dominate you? It comes through the activity, evil activities in the dream. Evil activities in the dream. If you are careful, you're going to see relationship in a dream, sex in a dream, and eating in a dream, swimming in a dream, and being in places with the family people, but you don't meet with them, but you may find yourself in the places with the family people, eating in the dream, and also sleeping in the dream, sex in the dream, eating in the dream, swimming in the dream. I'm giving the elements that the enemy of your life uses or may use to come to you and to put some dosage of an evil hand. And when that thing happens, the man will never be happy of you. The man will now see you bad. The man will see now a bad woman. And the man will point a finger on you to say that you are the cause. That is the main cause, my sister. You need to rejoice in the Lord. Because you know the truth. And as long as you know the truth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is delivering you. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ I'm saying has the power to disconnect you from that evil covenant that your parents, they have signed. It was even against their will. Good. It's a good question. It's a good question. You see, signing the covenant, it is not like what you do. You sign a contract, job, working contract. You go, you take a paper, and then you sign the contract. It is not like that. This is in the spirit. I told you that I see behind you your mother worshipping the idol, isn't it? And you said that you think that your mother does not know what he's doing, isn't it? Okay, thank you. Tell me now in details what you used to do like your mother dies. Please explain it now. Thank you, Jesus. Say? To give what? To give what? Now, where are those statues? Statues, where are they? In the house. And do you stay in that same house? Okay. Because you are not able to have your own apartment, isn't it? Okay, see what you're gonna do. You, first of all, you need to be happy that you know the truth. I don't know you. You did not tell me about this thing, but I told you by the help of the Spirit of God. Because I told you, I see behind you the covenant of worshiping the idol through your mother. And thank God, this is happening even now in the house of your mother. It is not for, I'm telling you the truth, it is not for fun. It is not like what you think, it is just a formality. If it is just a a formality. Why did I see it? Why God has shown it to me? Why? Why did God tell me about this? Do you understand? If it is just for fun, if it is just for formalities, just to see the beauty of a status, just like that, why did God tell me about this? You are in America. I am in a poor continent, Africa. You are in America, the continent number one in the world. The distance is very far the distance, isn't it? But I see through the, this is what I do. This is what I do, my sister. This is what I do. I do this every day. So it's through your video, through your photo, I can see by the grace of God what is behind you. That's why I told you I see a covenant. I don't worship. And how did they sign? Your question asks, how did they sign it? They did not sign it like a paper when you sign your contract. This happened, I told you, not from your mother, from the great, great parent. You see, great, great parent, meaning what? The mother of your mother. Okay? The mother of your mother. Write it down. The mother of your mother. The mother of your mother. Good. Okay. You see, this is started from that generation. You see what used to happen with these people? People, they go to see idol, okay? And to say this, give me money, give me happiness, give me money, give me peace. They speak to the devil, to the ancestral spirit. Give me money, for instance, give me peace, give me honor, or protect me, and I will give you this. That is the covenant. Give me money, or make me stronger in the family, make me stronger in this community, then I will give you this. And then when you say, I will give you this, you do this to the fetish people. They do it to the spiritualists. Okay? Those spiritualists, they have idols. And then they want to say, okay, let me give you the idol. Go and put the idol in your house. Now, in exchange, the devil may give him what he asks. Listen to me. In exchange, the devil may give him what he asks. Now, the devil is giving him what he asks, but the devil is collecting something from him. Example, give me peace, give me money, give me power, protection. I will give you this. There is an exchange. What is giving? He may give. Sacrifice the grandchildren's lives. Yes. See? That is how it works, my sister. That is how it works.
It is, yes. Yes, it is not because of him. Yeah, it is not because of him. It is because the evil spirit has attacked him and to be against you. It's not him. He's a, that man is not a bad man, but he's not made for you. So, what was happening is the evil spirit entering him and to come to attack him. Now, the solution here is this. Number one, write down the solution. Number one, give your life to Jesus Christ. Number one, give your life to Jesus Christ. Number one, give your life to Jesus Christ. Number two, consider Jesus Christ as your leader in everything you want to do. Are you writing down? Number three, deliverance. That one, we're going to do it all together. Not today. Today it was, we call it online prophetic orientation. Then we're going to organize a program for deliverance. It's going to happen in this studio. Okay? And the Lord, thank you. Thank you. I will give you some prayers. You're going to enter into prayer, okay? And then we're going to make an appointment again. Then I will pray for you. Okay? Yes. Yesterday, I just prayed for a sister in Australia. It's happened in this studio. And the sister has testified a change. I've just read her message. I'm so happy. You're going to hear her testimony maybe by next week by the grace of God. So that is what God is doing, okay? Now, I was saying number three is deliverance. Number four, maintain the deliverance. Okay? Number four, maintain the deliverance. Maintain the deliverance. Maintain the deliverance. This is very important. Don't forget this. These are prophetic orientations for you. Okay? Are you with me? Yeah. These are prophetic orientations for you. And they are very important. So, meaning that I will organize a prayer session for you for deliverance, but before that, I will write down some prayers I will give you. I will give you prayers against marine spirit, okay? Will you be able to be praying as I will give you the prayers? Will you give yourself to Jesus Christ to pray those prayers I will write down for you? Because there are people, when you write the prayer, you give him the prayer, now he starts giving an excuse. I do not have time. And when it is like that, God will never be happy. Do you understand? Good. So, I will take my time, my sister, to write down the prayer for you. And then please, follow the instruction, you just do those prayers. And we're going to make a timetable, a program for deliverance. I will help you for deliverance. And your deliverance will affect positively your mother. Okay? Your deliverance will affect positively your mother. We will also pray for the deliverance of your mother. And all those statues that are there in her house, which the Holy Ghost has revealed, they will burn. Even now I'm talking, God has already penetrated. We are going to pray to close the service, because I will have another service in the next 2 hours. I will invite you to join that service. It is about dream interpretation and deliverance prayers. I will send you the link, okay? I will send you the link. You can follow that service on our radio. Do you know podcast? Do you know podcast? Do you know podcast? Yeah. I will send you a link. Just you're going to install the mobile app. It is called Podbean. Let me write it down here. Podbean. 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 Yes, let me put it on the screen. See it on the screen? Podbean. Yes. It's Podbean. Yeah. Now, after installing Podbean from your Play Store, then you search for Healing Sermons. Here it is. Let me send it to you. Here it is. Healing Sermons. So, let me write it down again. Write it down. Install Podbean app and search for Healing Sermon. Yeah, there it is. You can see it on the screen. Okay. So, if you do it, you will connect with us. Very soon, in the next 2 hours, we do that service every Tuesday and Thursday. Dream interpretation and deliverance prayer. It's a nice service. Okay? It's a nice service. Yes. Because it is very important to install this application for you to be listening to the teaching, the Word of God. Okay? Yeah. Good. Now, tell me about your dreams. What do you used to dream? Do you dream sleeping with a man in the dream? Okay. And then they, well, yeah, okay. Now you say 2 weeks ago, a dream with a man sleeping in the dream. Who was that man? Who was, did you remember the face? Okay. It was not a him. Do you understand, my sister? It was not a him. Okay? You are surprised now, eh? You are not surprised. It was not him. Is that idol the marine spiritual husband? Because that idol, okay, gives a spirit called marine spirit. Marine spirit gives a spiritual husband, spiritual wife. Is a spirit of water. Is a spirit of water. The marine spirit is that the spirit that makes people, those who are under the covenant, those people, they are proud, they are rich, they are powerful, they are attractive. People, they give them honor. They seduce people anyhow. And they are on top of everything. If you can check in your family, grandfather, you're going to see there is a person who was strong, powerful, rich, honorable. Now, in exchange, the sacrifice of the generation, grandchildren. So the marine spirit brings a spiritual husband, it brings a spiritual wife, It brings the spirit of seduction, the spirit to dominate, the spirit of a Jezebel. Do you understand? That's what it gives. Seduction spirit. Men will come after you. They will say, Maya, I love you, Maya. They will come. You may think that they love you. No. It's the spirit, the devil, that is pushing them to come to you. Because they want you to be confused. They want you to be confused. They want you not to resolve. They want you to be proud. To say, I am okay. I am okay. I will still get married. Yes? That is good. Yes, that is good. You will be, yes. He's a good person, as I told you. I have, by the help of the Holy Ghost, confirmed this. I did not speak to you. Okay? You say that the man was bad, you did bad, but I'm telling you, he's not a bad person, he's a good person. But he's not meant for you. Okay? Do you understand? So don't get confused here. The man is a good person, but he's not made for you. If you force to be with him, you will be divorced. You will get separated. The reason will not be that he's a bad person. No. The reason is he's not in your destiny. So God, okay, this connection, okay, so he's not in your destiny. He's not in your destiny. So the issue, that is the main issue. Now, I'm going to give you the description of the man that will marry you. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. Every man that will come closer to you, that will say that he wants you, I'm telling the truth. Don't hesitate to send a photo. Okay? I will assist you. Do you understand? Do you understand? Among those men that will come to you, I see a category of a man. He's, I don't know how to describe. The man, his, the face is like a round. I don't know. The face is round. A beautiful man, the face is not long, it's round a little bit, and a little bit bigger, not tall, not too much tall, but it's a little bit big like this. You may not like him because you're going to say, no, he's like a fat. It's not fat. I don't see him fat. But I see him bigger. You see, I don't speak English better than you. I'm trying to make an effort to describe this. I see the man, I see big, but not tall. Let me see the photo of the other man so I can know how to do the comparison here. Let me check the photo. Holy Ghost help me here. Where is the photo? Okay. Good. Now I'll get it. Now, the man I see here is a little bit bigger than
this one on the photo. A little bit bigger, fatter than the one on the photo. And the man is not too tall, but is taller than you. But he's not tall, but he's taller than you. He's taller than you. And I see the man with a round face. I see the man. Now, the man, I see him being attached to his family. I see him being attached to his family. That one is maybe a problem between you and him. Every person on earth has a quality and default. The negative side and the positive side. I see the man being attached to his family. Being attached too much to his family. And that is maybe a problem between you and him. Do understand it and to overcome that challenge. I see the man following the way of God. But at the beginning, that man, you will not be stronger in Christ. You will be bigger, greater than him in Christ. You will be greater than him in Christ. At the beginning, you may say that is not the man because he does not know Christ. But that is that man. That is that man I see here. That man will come to you. Now the devil will speak to your mind to say reject him because he looks like he does not know God. Then you're going to reject him. Don't do that. 1 Peter chapter 3. Write it down. 1 Peter chapter 3. From 1 to 7. 1 Peter chapter 3 from 1 to 7. It is for you, my sister. Okay? It is for you, my sister. The devil is going to speak to your mind. Say, Maya, refuse this man. He looks like he does not love God. And you want to run away from him. Don't do that. 1 Peter chapter 3 from 1 to 7. I see that man. By the time you assist him in prayer, you will work for God. And you will save God. And he will help you. He will help you. He will save God. He will save Jesus Christ. And he will help you in your spiritual life. Save Jesus Christ. Let me write it down here. Save Jesus Christ. He will save Jesus. Let me send it here. That is, check it in. Yes, you will save Jesus. Yeah. Good. It's a good question. For that, I will give you the answer as we meet for the second time. I will be praying for you for that, okay? And you're going to have instruction on how and in which circumstances. And they said this very well, that God uses different ways to fulfill his promise. God uses different ways to fulfill his promises. So it may be in the church, It may be in the metro. It may be at work. It may be in the mall. It may be in the street. We don't know. Okay. You need only to be careful, attentive, sensitive. Okay? To the description I have given you. Jesus Christ loves you. You say? Please say it again. You say? Okay. Just hold on. You are right, my sister, because I told you I saw number three. Okay? But this time around, number three will be successful for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Good. Now, the description that I have given you is by the help of the Spirit of God. You will help me to send them back to me via WhatsApp, okay? Then I will be praying for you. I will be praying for you for it to work for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As I told you, I am available to be for you your mentor, your spiritual father, guidance, and to assist you. Okay? Good. In life, everyone desires to have a spiritual guidance. Even kings in the Bible, they were there with the prophets. Every king in the Bible was working with the prophets. And you did the right thing to meet the man of God. Now you know that, I'm summarizing to end here. You know that, number one, that man is not a bad man, but is not made for you. Number two, no matter the cause that you are, a man designed for you will be there for you. Prophetic citation, you were writing them down, please help me to send them back. Because I used to put prophetic citation in a board design. I will send you some prophetic citation, and then I send them to people. So please help me to send those prophetic citation. I will write them down, okay, to make them universal for people. We continue number three. I told you, as you said, you are the cause, but the real cause, it is not you. The real cause is I don't speak in the family, which led to marine spirit, and marine spirit brings spiritual husband and spiritual wife. And you had a dream with a man 2 weeks ago, and the man was that man that has left you. I told you, he's not the one. He's the spiritual husband that has took the face of that man and to come and to sleep with you. That is what a spiritual husband does. I will send you prayers. Number four or five, you confirm that your mother, even in her house, there are statues that she feeds, meaning that she's still in the ancient, she's still in the ancient way of worshipping idols. Your mother needs deliverance. And I say, she will be delivered through you, by the time I pray for you and get delivered, you will positively influence your mother, and your mother will be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Good. Then I gave you the instruction to follow. Number one, get it. Consider Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Savior. Isn't it? Can you tell me about those instructions I have given you? Trust in God. What are, yes? Give your life? Yes? Yes? Hallelujah. Yeah. Good. These are instructions for you, my sister. If you follow them, you will not be deceived again. That deception, it is already damaged by the power of the Word of God, by the power of the revelation of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Now, you are going to buy holy oil. You're going to buy a bottle of a holy oil, which will be used during deliverance. A bottle of a holy oil and a bottle of holy oil. Let me write it down here. You buy, let me show you. You see? See here. This is what people they buy it here. This is anointed holy oil. You see? Anointed holy oil. They buy it here. You can see. Let me show you. This is anointed water. Anointed water. You see? It's anointed water. Okay. But for you to save time, since you are there in America, what you're gonna do? You will buy there, you buy the bottle there. Let me write. Buy a bottle of holy oil. Yes. I've sent it on the screen. And a bottle of pure water. And a bottle of pure water. Yeah, a bottle of pure water. So you're going to buy those bottles, okay? Remember, you buy those bottles, and when we meet again, then I will pray for you for deliverance. In the meantime, by tomorrow, I want to send you prayers. Okay? I will write down prayer for you. I will send you prayers. And then you are going. Don't forget to buy the bottle of olive oil and the bottle of water. Okay? And then we're going to pray for that. And also, don't forget to prepare your thanksgiving. Do you know about thanksgiving? Huh? Yes, you prepare your thanksgiving. Your thanksgiving, it is any amount that you can have generously, okay? Generously, any amount that you can have to support the ministry. Okay? Yeah. To support the ministry. That is your thanksgiving. You prepare it. And then, generously, any amount you can afford. Any amount you can afford. Okay. Now, let us pray. You raise up your right hand to heaven to close the service. Father Lord, I thank you for what you have done. Jehovah King of Glory, here we are with our sister, Maya, in America. He's so far from here, but the Holy Ghost, you are there.
That is why you have spoken prophetically to her. I seal this service by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And then I pray, Lord, that from today that you walk with her. You walk with her in the day as in the night. Let the Spirit of the Holy Ghost shine over her. Guide her, Lord. The idol spirit from today, let it stay away from her. Start doing deliverance in her life as we meet again very soon to do the deliverance prayer. I pray, Lord, that she will be totally delivered and the man that you have described to her will come and meet her and you bring joy in her heart and smile in her heart. She will continue to rejoice for you, God, to be glorified everywhere. And I believe Sister Maya will testify because she knows that you love her. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I cover her with the blood of Jesus Christ. Inspire me, Lord, about the prayer I will write down for her. And the prayer she's going to do. Are not her tongue, her lips, her mouth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. I pray for peace in her heart. Let her not be stressed. Let her not regret the failure of the past. It is the right time, Lord, for her to have wisdom and to say, yes, the mistake of the past has given her knowledge, wisdom, skill, for her to be a better woman in the society and a better wife in the marriage, a better child in the family, even to deliver the cousin, the mother, and everyone closer to her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, say amen. You repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for today. I have received the peace from you. And I believe you are now walking with me. The blood of Calvary covers me. I fear not in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Good. My sister, we have finished today. Do you have anything to say before we close? Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ loves you, my sister. Don't regret. You are beautiful, and it's not too late. And then very soon, before the end of this year, God is bringing that man to you. We will be working together. We will be praying together until the fulfillment of this prophecy. Before the end of this year, God is bringing that man to you. The only condition, respect the instruction. The instruction that you have received today. Okay? Point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4. Respect the instruction. The only condition. And God will do his part. You do your part. Good. Do you have something to say? Yeah. I will, that's why I told you, install the mobile app. Welcome. Install the Portbean mobile app, okay? Install Portbean mobile app. Get connected to the teaching. Always listen to the teaching. Listen to the teaching because it will be there. You open it, you're going to see. You open it, you're going to see. Let me show you. Let me show you the mobile app here. Let me show you. Show you the mobile app. Please, then you have to go.